Welcome to this edition of my News and Views podcast with me, State Senator Dave Argel. I have the pleasure today of visiting America's oldest brewery at Yuengling Beer here at the Mill Creek location in Pottsville, joined by the next generation, one of four sisters, Wendy Yuengling. Wendy, I'm intrigued. You know, when my great-great-great-grandpa came to Pottsville from Cornwall in 1848, because the mines were closing there and they were starving and they had to get on a boat and start all over, your family was already brewing beer here for almost 20 years. What's it been like to grow up here in Pottsville with that kind of a long tradition?
It's a great community. I mean, we feel very fortunate that we were born and raised in Pottsville. We're sixth generation. It's a very hardworking community, and we have a great group of friends, supporters, employees from this area, and I can't say enough good stuff about it.
So many breweries didn't make it. Is there one critical decision somewhere along the line that allowed Yuengling to survive and then grow?
I think we got lucky. I think that, over six generations, our business has passed from father to son, and we were fortunate enough that there was always somebody that wanted to run the family business. And I think we went through some really tough times where, you know, it was luck, but I think it was also just perseverance. They weren't willing to give up. And I think about what my great-grandfather went through when Prohibition started, and, you know, your business as you know it won't exist anymore, and he didn't give up, and he was willing to be entrepreneurial, and I think that's helped us in quite a number of ways. And I look at how my dad has changed the company since he took over in the mid-80s, and again, very entrepreneurial and willing to reinvent the way we did things, and I think that definitely helped.
So one part luck, one part maybe old German stubbornness.
We definitely have that.
Entrepreneurship. Yeah. Well, talk to me about this weekend and what it's going to mean, not just for Yuengling, but for the city and for the region as a whole.
It's a great event for downtown Pottsville in general, and just to bring people into Schuylkill County to experience what we know as our hometown. We built this idea of this concert to celebrate our 190th, because there's not many companies that are out there for 190 years, still family owned. And so we wanted to do something special to celebrate with our hometown, and so it became this big event. And we've had incredible support from the downtown businesses and PADCO. And so we'll have tens of thousands of people downtown Pottsville. We have a free concert. We've got Better Than Ezra playing, which is really exciting. But we've got a number of acts throughout the day, and it looks like it's going to be a great afternoon. Lots of vendors. So hopefully people can just come in and experience what we know as our hometown and just the good people in this area.
Are there other breweries across the country that have done similar things in breathing new life into their community that you use as a model?
Yeah, I think breweries are naturally an anchor for revitalization. I think people want to come and socialize at breweries. And so, you know, we've been bringing people in to tour our facility. We're America's oldest brewery. We've been doing that for years. And I think naturally it's a draw for people to come to Pottsville. And just doing music events like this is very common for breweries, and so we felt like it was a natural for our 190th.
Yeah, I know one of my many tours through the brewery, I brought in one of my aunts from down in Delaware who'd grown up here, had moved away a long time ago, and so I said, well, what are we going to do? And said, well, let's take the brewery tour. And on that day, there were people in the brewery. Here I am in the middle of Pottsville, and there are people speaking French.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming they were probably from Canada, maybe they were from France, but you literally attract people from all over.
We do, and that's, I think, what was so astounding to me. When I started in the business, I worked in the gift shop in high school and college, and, you know, you grow up in Pottsville, and you're a little sheltered to what goes on in the rest of the world, and when I started to see people coming to visit us from not just all over the United States, but all over the world, and they were excited about the fact that they were touring America's oldest brewery, you realize the power of the company and just the legacy of the brand. And so, yeah, it's not uncommon at all to see people coming from Germany and Europe and Canada and all over.
Is there one thing for this weekend that you're really looking forward to?
We've got a ton of our distributor partners coming in. We've got a lot of employees that are participating. So to be able to spend the day and socialize and have beers with, you know, all of our supporters and the people that have helped us get to this point is pretty cool. It's very exciting.
And Savas was telling me earlier about 200 community volunteers.
It's unbelievable.
That tells you that there's a real, I think, well of deep support here for you and your family.
Yeah, and they've done such a nice job with the revitalization efforts and getting the local community on board with bringing more people into town. And so to be able to have a day to celebrate with everybody and share a few beers, it's exciting.
Well, that's great. Wendy, to you, to your dad, to your three sisters, thank you for everything you're doing for this community. And I look forward to hanging out with you a little
Definitely.
Bit on Saturday.
Thanks for all your support. All right. We're excited.
Thanks, Wendy. Again, thanks for joining me for this edition of News and Views. This is State Senator Dave Argel signing off.